Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Time for KER Politics. I'm going to start out the show here, our first two segments, with a very interesting man who's been on the radio show before. He is a well-known author, PhD. His name is Dr. Gleb Tsiversky. Dr. Tsiversky has written a book. It's called Never Go With Your Gut. An expert tells you something along the lines of why not. It's available at Amazon and other booksellers. Let's start out, Gleb, if you don't mind. Talk about your book.
Sure. And thank you again for having me on, Al. It's a pleasure. The book talks about how we have a tendency to think that, essentially, we think with our gut instead of our brain. And that's how we make our decisions, whether in politics, whether in business, whether in personal matters. And the book talks about, specifically focuses on business, how do we make sure that we don't screw up our careers and our finances and our business decisions by using this tendency to go with our gut, and instead make the right decisions, make the wise decisions that will be the most profitable and the most effective for reaching whatever our goals are. And again, like I said, it's applicable to politics, to life areas, relationships, anything.
You know, I have to say one thing then, Jimmy, if you could come in, talking a little bit about, as our listeners are aware, Jim and I talk almost 7 days a week between editorials and syndicated radio about the political situation in the United States right now. Unfortunately, when I started to take a look at your book, Gleb, I had the distinct impression that what you were saying is in all important decisions, be they business, being they social, being they political, what have you, you simply can't go with your heart. I use the word heart. You use the word go. When you say gut, I believe you're referring to emotions. You can't go with emotions because you stand a very good chance of coming up with an incorrect, capitalize that bold letters, an incorrect decision. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And in fact, I would say you tend to come up with a disastrous decision. Your emotions are valuable for actually figuring out your values. What do you value? What do you think is important? And we all have different things that we think are important, that we feel are important. And that's the right place for emotions. Emotions are a terrible place to make decisions because, you know, the way to achieve your values, that's the rational way. You need to think with your mind, not with your brain, not with your heart, not with your gut, when you're figuring out how to achieve your values. Because there are better paths and worse paths to achieving your values, to achieving whatever you want to achieve. And only by analyzing with your mind what's the best path can you get there. Why is that? Well, our gut intuitions are adapted for the savanna environment. You know, in the savanna environment, the politician in charge was the tribal chief with the big stick, you know, in charge of 50 people. And we still, our gut still appeals to this tribal chief with a big stick and the 50 people, the alpha male, who is the prototypical political leader. That is what our hearts are pulled to, our guts are pulled to. And those are the people, if we allow ourselves to go with our gut, that's where the majority of the population will turn to if we don't use our head, if we don't use our minds to make the right decisions about where we want our politics to be. And the same thing in business, how we want our business to be, our businesses will tend to turn to the big political chief, the big business CEO chief, as opposed to the best decision to achieve our goal.
Gleb, what can you identify some of the key emotional mistakes that some, you know, senior business leaders have made, or just some of the I guess, how can we shape this into give some specifics of mistakes that have been made in the past?
Sure.
That you can identify.
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest mistakes right now that we're seeing coming out is with Boeing. So the Boeing leadership made a decision that because of their past history of having very safe and secure planes, these new 737 MAX would be safe and secure despite what we now know their engineers were saying. They were saying, hey, this system, the one that caused the crashes, is not safe and secure. We need to really redo things. We need to slow things down. We need to not produce the 737 until it's fixed. And the leadership was saying, no, we need to go and right now. We need to compete with our competitors. And so we need to produce the 737 immediately, very quickly. And so they rushed. And why is that? Because of the past history of everything feeling safe. And that's called the normalcy bias. This is one of over 100 cognitive biases. And this book is the first book to focus on cognitive biases and business leadership and how we can address these biases. There are over 100 cognitive biases, and one of them is the normalcy bias, where we tend to not think about things that don't occur, disasters that don't occur often. And of course, Boeing's disaster with the 737 did not occur in the past. So the leadership made a terrible mistake by rushing and getting, right now Boeing is pretty screwed. It's, I think, the last that I saw, it lost about $2 billion. $2 billion, hard to imagine number, as a result of the 737 MAX crisis, and to lose even more.
It's interesting. It reminds me a bit of, and I'm wondering how much institutional bias, because of you have these very large corporations that begin to have momentum on their own, very similar to governments, in fact, and then decisions are made and you don't hear little pieces of it, and sometimes we just assume, many people just assume that the system will work it out. And it just reminds me of the Challenger disaster and Morton Thiokol and the rockets and the engineers talking about the O-rings, the same type of a problem Boeing has here, this institutional bias of, hey, well, someone else has responsibility for it and they'll work it out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And this is a good, and that's a great insight, this institutional bias, this assumption from the leadership in this case, the great deal of confidence, too much confidence, that they have in the history of Boeing safety. And that's something that caused them a great deal of trouble right now. We can take a look at another big institution, GE, General Electric. Now, that has a great history of having very wise financial decision-making in how it structured its debt and its finances. And as we have recently learned, they have really screwed up their accounting under the last couple of CEOs, in such a way that GE may go bankrupt. Realistically speaking, it may well go bankrupt because it felt too secure, too confident, and they were kicking the can down the road. So that's another example of institutional bias that's really screwing up the situation for GE right now.
You know, I want to say one thing, and that is the best marketing that a person can do is to market by example. I talked about that a little bit this morning in a Bible study that I was in. But what I want to talk about in the next segment, because in about a minute here, we're going to have to take a commercial break. But I think that if you could list as many, many examples as you possibly can that have happened in the business world. Now, what I'm curious about, Gleb, is have any disasters really occurred, for example, in the world of IT? Something else I'd like you to talk about right after the break here is I want you to talk about the concept, the psychological concept of cognitive biases, because my gut mm-hmm. tells me the cognitive biases have an awful lot to do with why this problem even exists. I want to say one thing, folks, mm-hmm. in wrapping up this particular segment, is that Gleb is no newcomer to this business. He's had 20 years of experience in doing this type of work, bringing psychology into decision making, etc., etc. And I have to tell you, when you look at his credentials, some of the very well-known business leaders in our country that have endorsed him, you will be amazed. We'll tell you at the end of the next segment how you can specifically get hold of the book. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with Gleb Tsivarsky.